One day, the town crier comes around, "Be ready, we're going to take you away from here to be safe because the Russians are coming," which was a big lie. That outside of Malatya, they separated the men and the older boys, one side, women and kids on the other side. I was small yet. And we camped outside of Malatya. During the night, a young man came to our group and said, "Forget about the men. His mother and grandmother and all that, they put girls' dresses on him." He was such a handsome man that they were afraid that the gendarmes would take him for their harem. So what they gonna do? Somebody said, "Make him look ugly, gooey." And my father's men were outside of Malatya, and that's where they took the men. They slaughtered them. Women and children, they took us to the Arabian desert to starve to death. So they got us boys over there in a big pile over there and started with their swords and the bayonets. I would say there was about 8 or 10. And here's, you see this? They got me right there with a sword or bayonet, and I was in a pile of kids, you know. I couldn't cry. If I did, I wouldn't be here today. They thought I was dead. So in the evening, the mothers and grandmothers, aunts, they went and picked up their kid that weren't dead yet. And those that were dead, they pushed into the river, Euphrates River, to go down. Others over there with their hands dug a grave in the sand on the shore and buried them. In the jail, this kid is crying. The baby is crying. The mother didn't have the milk in her breast and they didn't bring anything. This gendarme picks up the little baby, throws it up in the air, and the other guy catches him on the bayonet. Oh, it must have about a week or so before we got to Urfa. And then on the way, we would see just a bunch of grass in the desert growing. We ate that food that our women had taken with us in water, see. We were able to survive. There were gendarmes were there, and there was an old man. He couldn't keep up with the barkhana, they call. And one of these soldiers went over there and hit this guy right in the back. Must have broken his ship, and they left it on the side of the road to suffer, wait for the birds to come and pick on him.